Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, February 21st, 2020. Berlin is expecting German passengers who are currently on board the cruise ship Diamond Princess, based in Japan, where several hundred people infected with the coronavirus are being isolated. Dilek Kelechi of the SPD, Berlin's Senator for Health, Care and Equality, announced that two Berlin citizens from the ship will be landing at the military section of Tegel Airport this coming Saturday. While both have tested negative for the virus, they will be isolated for 14 days at home. The procedure has been coordinated with all federal and state authorities involved, and Kelechi did not give any further details. By Wednesday, 621 infections among those on board had been detected on the ship, and two passengers have since died. Meanwhile, healthy passengers are being allowed to leave the ship one by one. The departure of the approximately 3,000 people is underway and is expected to last at least until Friday. Almost 2 weeks ago, 20 Chinese returnees had landed in Berlin and were quarantined in Köpenick. They are reported to be leaving the quarantine next Sunday. So far, there are no confirmed cases of coronavirus in either Berlin or Brandenburg. After the alleged racially motivated attacks on two shisha bars in Hanau, Hesse, Berlin's Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel wants to put security measures in the capital to the test. Geisel emphasized yesterday that he knows that many people with foreign roots in Berlin in particular are anxious and worried. Therefore, he's invited representatives of the immigrant community to a discussion about the security situation, adding, quote, because we will certainly protect these communities. The state criminal police office had checked if there were any connections between the perpetrator from Hanau and Berlin, which, according to Geisel, is not the case. He stressed in his statement that the attack was a, quote, suspected racist right terrorist murder, which has brought incredible human suffering to the city and the whole country. Berlin's governing mayor, Michael Müller, is demanding that the background to the violence in Hesse be fully clarified and announced yesterday, quote, the appalling violent crime is in the same league with the right-wing extremist attack in Halle, the murder of the Castle District president, the series of murders by the NSU, and many other right-wing terrorist attacks in recent years and decades. These are direct attacks on democracy and our values. My condolences go to the families of the victims and the injured. He then called for a complete clarification of the situation. In Hanau, a 43-year-old man had shot 9 people in 2 shisha bars Wednesday night, mainly those with foreign roots, and now the Federal Public Prosecutor General has taken over the investigation. According to the Hessian Minister of the Interior, Peter Beuth of the CDU, there are grounds to suspect terrorism. Hours after the crime, the police discovered the body of the shooter and his mother's, which is suspected to have been a murder-suicide by the hand of the suspect. Yesterday, 3 young men were sentenced in Berlin Regional Court to several years in prison for the spectacular theft of the 100-kilogram gold coin Big Maple Leaf from the Berlin Bode Museum. 2 of the defendants, 23-year-old Wissam R. and 21-year-old Ahmed R., received juvenile prison sentences of 4 years and 6 months each, and also sentenced to a value replacement of 3.3 million euros, the pure gold value of the coin at the time of the heist. 21-year-old Dennis W., who was working as a security guard at the museum, received 3 years and 4 months imprisonment and a fine of 100,000 euros, his share of the loot. The fourth defendant, 25-year-old Waisi R., was acquitted. Ahmed, Waisi, and Wissam belong to the Arabic clan R., which is well known to the police. The sentences are not yet final, however. The public prosecutor's office wants to examine whether it will appeal the acquittal and the application of the juvenile criminal law. The defense lawyers hurriedly left the court with their clients after the verdict was reached without commenting. Juvenile criminal law can be applied to offenders up to 21 years of age. The Bundesliga football club Hertha BSC apparently disagrees about the size of their new football arena. while club president Werner Gegenbauer, in an interview with Manager Magazine, spoke out in favor of a medium-sized stadium with 50,000 seats on the Olympic grounds, financial investor Lars Windhorst has an arena for 90,000 fans in mind. Because the new stadium is not expected to be completed until 2025, Windhorst told the magazine if the team is successful, he believes 50,000 seats may not be enough. Gegenbauer, on the other hand, commented on a smaller venue for the Capital City Club, stating, quote, "We could also get subsidies from the Berlin Senate for this if it has a roof, because Berlin does not yet have a venue of this size. The big games could then still take place in the old Olympiastadion with its 75,000 seats." The internal discussion at the club is overshadowed by the issue of the location anyway. Those responsible at Hertha want to erect the new building on the heritage-protected Maifield near the Olympiastadion, which is well connected to public transport. The Berlin Senate, however, continues to favor a location in the northern district of Tegel. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify, bearradio.org, or connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.